Good afternoon and happy Friday to all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Chat Markets, your favorite weekly dairy market podcast powered by High Ground Dairy. Today's Friday, February 23rd, and you're hearing from Alyssa Badger, Vice President of High Ground Dairy, and Kara Murphy, our Senior Manager of Market Intelligence. Some big reports came out this week. The first U.S. milk production report of 2024, another positive global dairy trade event, New Zealand exports and milk production, and the highly anticipated U.S. cold storage report that will be released later this afternoon. We're going to dive into the data on these items in just a minute, but first, let's start off with the CME spot market recap.
Absolutely. The barrel to block cheese price premium ended last week at $12.75, the largest inversion spread since June 20th, 2023. That gap narrowed only slightly this week after blocks climbed today to close at $155 with 19 trades. The barrel price held relatively unchanged and settled today at $161 with 6 trades, bringing the block versus barrel spread to 6.5 cents. Dry weigh sits at 52.25 currently and traded just once the entire week on Tuesday. In the class 4 world, butter continues to soar, breaking through 280 to close at 285 today with a total of 24 trades, 15 of those occurring on Tuesday. Lastly, nonfat dry milk is hovering around 120 and with 15 trades in total.
Now, U.S. milk production really shook the market this week, posting a decline of 1.1% against prior year. That's the largest decline that we've seen in 2 years. Kara, why don't you give us a quick rundown on the data?
For sure. Yes, this was the 7th consecutive month of year-on-year losses, with notable revisions as well. Of the top 11 dairy states, only Wisconsin grew output in January solely on strong milk per cow volumes. Of the declines, Idaho was most noticeable. In the last 6 months of the year, Idaho productivity fell, with 5 of the 6 months down by 1.2% or more, with January coming down 1.9% compared to the prior year, the lowest total for the month since 2019. Now let's talk the cow herd. Down an incredible 76,000 head compared to last year, this is where the revisions really kick in. Every month's tally in 2023 was lowered, with revisions ranging from a loss of 2,000 to 13,000 head. December's initial post was revised down 9,000 head lower, bringing the December to January change to a total loss of 23,000 cows. Wow. January's report was the most bullish we have seen in a while. Supplies are tightening, and while demand has not been overly robust for some commodities, it is only a matter of time before the pendulum swings and markets ratchet higher. High costs for replacement heifers will be challenging to grow the milk herd and milk output in 2024, but this could somewhat be counteracted by increasing yields per cow. Innovation is key, and I've never met anyone more ingenious than the American farmer.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kara. U.S. farmers are amazing at finding a way to get it more milk, not to mention the record-breaking component levels we continue to see as well. Speaking to cow losses, anything important on the weekly slaughter figures from the USDA this week?
Yeah, weekly slaughter levels are climbing back to their typical levels we've seen around this time of year, but still remain 8.5% below the prior year. Steep losses are recorded out of California, down 30% year over year this week, bringing the 2024 total for the state so far to 77,000 head, a decline of 28,000 head compared to last year. I don't think any of this data is really surprising, however, given the significant revisions and lower herd size we've seen in the milk production report.
And we are recording this, as you mentioned, before the release of that cold storage report. So we look forward to recording our reaction to that later today. But for reference, the 5-year average build on butter stocks from December to January is typically around 43.2 million pounds, while total cheese has averaged an increase in inventories of around 8 million pounds from Jan to Dec. We are definitely keeping an eye out on revisions as well in that report. Butter seems to be dominating headlines from analysts this week, most notably from Europe, but we saw gains pretty much everywhere on the GDT auction platform, the European Energy Exchange, and at the CME. There was no shortage of volatility on the European Energy Exchange, with Q2 futures contracts moving as high as 6,550 euro per ton, and the Q3 contracts rising to 6,600 euro per metric ton. That would be well over $7,000 per metric ton, or around a $3.20 per pound level. The rumor mill has stated that this was primarily driven by traders following the Gulf Food event in Dubai, and prices have come closer down to earth by the end of this week, closer to that $3 per pound level, which is still slightly above Fonterra's unsalted butter and well above U.S. butter prices at the moment.
What else happened on the GDT auction, Alyssa?
You know, we actually saw the sixth consecutive positive GDT event, and it was quite the surprise. The market was expecting a correction across whole milk powder and both milk fat products. And while whole milk powder performed kind of as expected, correcting slightly lower after a strong gain at the first event in February, milk fat products continued their streak higher, with anhydrous milk fat marking the largest gain on the auction platform, jumping 8.6%. While this event was pretty much neutral overall, there was a resurgence in China's market share, though it was coupled with that weaker whole milk powder price and could potentially signal a near-term bearish trend there. And while China's market share improved, the Middle East backed off, a relatively expected seesaw situation. Other data out from Oceania this week, Dairy Australia released January milk production figures, which were up 4.9% from prior year. New Zealand's January milk production figures moved in the opposite direction, down 0.6% from prior year on a milk solids basis. And we got our first 2024 trade figures from New Zealand this week, and there were some pretty solid numbers there. Skim milk powder shipments from New Zealand jumped to the highest level in nearly a decade due to strong demand from China, Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines. Whole milk powder also reflected substantial growth with a large jump to China, and fat shipments were also pretty impressive. Be on the lookout for our comprehensive New Zealand dairy production and trade analysis early next week. Kara did a great job on the weekly European update. What were your key takeaways on European prices and the weekly milk production figures that come out every Wednesday?
Well, thank you. We actually got the final December milk production figures this week as well, with volumes dropping 0.3% below 2022 levels, bringing the annual 2023 production change to just down 0.03%, a difference of only 34,000 metric tons. French and German output rebounded from the lows in November, and more recent weekly milk collections data shows that production in those countries is coming back with a force. Worth noting as well was the discrepancy in reported Italian milk flows between Eurostat, CLAL, and the European Commission's Milk Market Observatory, which could skew the overall EU output by up to another 0.3%. In the cheese market, prices have found a bit of support. Production in December was up in Germany and Poland, but demand was still rather weak. The upcoming Easter holidays are expected to provide a boost in consumption, which is likely helping to stimulate purchasing in preparation. Similarly, the butter market is also seeing some price growth. Stocks are low and output in December was not overly strong. Buyers are stocking up for Easter and, of course, asparagus season in Germany. But beyond that, it looks like uncertainty keeps long-term contracts off the table for the moment.
That's right. Thanks for that update, Kara. And while milk is rising seasonally from Europe and doing a bit better than where we were earlier in Q3 of last year, there's not much expectation for a very strong recovery throughout 2024. Well, I think we could talk all day about everything going on in these markets, but this recap will have to do for now. As always, if you want a more in-depth look at all the global dairy happenings, head to highgrounddairy.com and view our dashboard if you are a customer. And if you aren't, request a free trial today and we'll get you set up. Have a great weekend. Cheers. Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.